Big day today in the world of the AFL with the trade period starting a little later on this morning, 10 a.m. the official launch. And Stephen Silvani, Carlton's General Manager of List Management and Strategy, has been good enough to join us on the line. Stephen, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Thanks for having us.
This time of year, it's a funny time of year because I often think recruiting and list management departments get a bit of a raw deal. Everyone thinks they leave everything to the last minute. But do you think this is a more busy time of year compared to others, or is it sort of this wave that comes after things develop through this trade period?
Yeah, I think pretty much a wave. Most clubs, I shouldn't say most, I think all clubs have obviously been planning for the trade week Obviously, you've sort of targeted players throughout the year, and it comes to a point where, you know, if you can get players committed to you, it's about trying to get a deal done. So I guess over the next sort of 8 to 10 days, all clubs would be in a process of trying to finalise deals and get the clubs they've sort of targeted through the year to their clubs.
Stephen, a lot of people talk about a domino to fall in trade and free agency period. Does that exist?
It can. I mean, often clubs could be waiting on a player to get traded, and obviously there could be picks involved and that type of thing. So it can happen. It has happened in the past. But as a club, you hope not to rely on that situation. You hope that the currency you hold can actually get the deal done. But often, that scenario can happen where you need to wait for a particular trade to be done for the dominoes to topple over.
Do you think there is one this year? A lot of people have mentioned Tom Lynch or Lachie Neal, is it, or even Dylan Shield. Is there a domino, like a big dog ready to go?
No, I'm not too sure. I mean, obviously there are a number of clubs waiting on players' decisions to see which club that player may choose, but look, I'm not too sure. It could be the situation, but I guess we'll find out in the next sort of 24, 48 hours if that's the case.
So, Dylan Shiel, you took him up to Noosa, he did the whole thing. When has Jake Connors said you'll be told his preferred home?
Good question.
Are you checking your phone every question. 2 minutes?
Yeah, I am. We have been. I think there's 3 or 4 clubs in the same situation as us. So, look, we'd be hoping within the next sort of 24, 48 hours that we'd get an answer on that situation, yeah.
And just with today's meet and greet, I mean, how does it work? You go and sit next to each other for 2 minutes. I mean, we pretend it starts today, but
yeah.
Do you get anything out of today?
Look, I think generally clubs have already met. There is a period today of sort of 2 or 3 hours where all clubs will be present. So I know from our point of view, we have teed up a couple of meetings or 3 or 4 meetings in that period. So it is handy, but generally the work's sort of been done in terms of the meet and greet with clubs.
Can we overvalue draft picks, Sauce? So obviously, a lot of draft picks, as you said, get changed hands, and we try and work out the worth of if this player was to be traded, we deserve this pick. Can we overvalue them at times?
I guess you can. I mean, it just really depends how the clubs value those picks, and whether, you know, if you're trying to get a player through the door, whether you really rate that player or the value of those picks are too high for those players. So there's always a bit of argy-bargy sort of going on between clubs. But, look, generally the clubs are pretty good and you can get a deal done at the end of the day.
Obviously, Sam Walsh, there's been a lot spoken about him as the potential number one draft pick. Have you made a decision as to how you use that pick yet, or is that still forming over the next couple of weeks before the draft?
Yeah, no decision's sort of been made. I mean, we've sort of said to it, our members and as a football club, we value that number one pick. We think we'll get a very, very good player. Who that player is, we're uncertain of at the minute. We think there's a group of probably 4 or 5 players that fit in that area. So, but having said that, we know we'll get a very good player with that number one pick.
So you can rule out using that number one pick as part of any trade in this upcoming trade period?
Oh, well, I don't think you can rule it out. I mean, you just never know what comes across the table. So, but look, unlikely, but you just never know what may happen.
With all the changes in recent years to, you know, free agency and trade and players willing to move, has there been unexpected players willing to stay or seek success over money?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that happens all the time, often. I guess you see players leave because they want success and money, but I mean, our situation at our football club, we've actually retained really every player or recontracted every player that came out of contract this year, and probably started with Patrick Cripps and Charlie Kerner and these types. So, and we've been through a really difficult year, and those boys could well have gone to other clubs for a lot more money, but they believe in terms of the process we've got here at the club at the moment. They know we've been on a rebuild, but they've seen the youth coming through. So we see a situation where, you know, there's a bit of loyalty and what the club's been able to produce in terms of culturally over the last sort of 3 to 4 years, that they see there is a lot of hope here, and they want to be part of that rebuild to make Carlton successful.
So as Mitch McGovern's been, well, you know, coming your way for a few weeks, are you close with Adelaide? Do you think that will be an issue? Or?
Oh, look, we're in discussions with Adelaide. We're due to meet today, I think, again. So hopefully we can get a deal done there.
And just a couple other players that have been mentioned, Setterfield, Loney, Fasolo, obviously. I mean, they're the ones that you'll try and get done early in this trade period.
You'd like to get them all done early, the ones you're targeting. It's not always the case. But look, obviously, we've got some priorities along the way. But having said that, you know, you're only sort of given so many draft picks and you've only got so many players to trade. So we'll just see what unfolds over the next 8 to 10 days.
Just for our listeners who are unaware, you guys have got access to mature age players or state league players. What are the rules behind that? And can you trade that player as soon as you pick him? Do you have to pick him, then trade him?
Yeah, the rules are like previously eligible. But having said that, if there's a 19-year-old there that's played in the championships this year, that player is not eligible. So everything outside that, we've got access to two of those players, as has Gold Coast. They have three of those players. So, yes, we can either sign those players, almost like a free agency type setup. But yes, we can also on-trade those players as well.
One last one before we let you go, Stephen. I just wanted to ask about the co-captains named as well at the Best and Fairest on Friday night. Great to have Sam Doherty and Patrick Cripps leading the club forward into the future.
Yeah, it's a great result for those two boys and something new. Carlton have never had co-captains before, but obviously Sam didn't play a game this year, but has always shown a lot of leadership and was really fantastic off the field and took up a bit of a coaching role, which he was very good at, and it's great news for him, but also Patrick Cripps, who had a fantastic season as well. So to have two co-captains, it was two relatively young captains as well, to grow together as leaders, but also grow our list, a young list, so it's really exciting for those two boys in our football club.
And talk about coups, you've got Clarko's right-hand man, Andrew Russell, away from him. That's genius.
I saw that tweeted yesterday, so I'm unsure where that is at the moment, but I don't know what's going on there.
If we
do have him, it's a great get.
That might be one of the best recruits all off-season. Stephen, good luck with the next couple of weeks. I'm sure it is a very busy time of year, and you'll get a nice holiday, hopefully, at the end of the month or so.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Stephen Silvani, Carlton General Manager.